Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is Thursday, October 21st, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting off with your local news on Tuesday, October 19th at around 11:15 a.m., Hardy County deputies responded to Altman Road in reference to a suspicious person walking through private property. Deputies searched the area and recovered a stolen motorcycle out of Manatee County in a nearby orange grove. A canine was deployed and was successful in locating the individual who had been riding the motorcycle, identified as Kurt Richardson. Richardson claimed he was waiting for an SUV with a trailer to return the motorcycle. Deputies conducted a traffic stop in the area of Dansby and Andermarsh Road on a black SUV pulling a trailer with no tag attached. Upon further investigation, it was determined the trailer with no tag had also been reported stolen out of Manatee County. Three individuals were arrested in this case: Kurt Richardson, age 35, Olivia Killian, age 31, and Bobby Ackley, age 30. Your local events: if you'd like to win a classic car for only $25, you don't have to dream anymore, because here is your chance. Rest Haven Assisted Living Facility is raising money to renovate their 100-year-old building that they occupy. The fundraiser is just the beginning, and they hope to raise at least $20,000 to get the project started. The car is a classic 1958 Pontiac Chieftain. It is in great condition and mostly original, with all repairs done by a professional, so that it will hold its value of approximately $20,000. Tickets for the car can be purchased in the lobby of First National Bank of Wauchula during normal business hours. The car is currently scheduled to be on display this Friday evening at the Trail of Fear, also with tickets for sale. For more information, you can call 863-781-1961, or to buy your tickets online, visit the Restoration Rest Haven Facebook page. The number again, 863-781-1961. The Hardy Players present Charlie Brown playing at the historic Wauchula City Hall Auditorium. Showtimes continue this weekend. Friday and Saturday start at 7 p.m. Sunday starts at 2 p.m. Tickets will be sold at the door, $10 for adults and $5 for 17 and under. This is the last weekend you can see the show, so don't delay. And tomorrow night, cheer on your Hardy Wildcats as they take on the Port Charlotte Pirates in a district home game. Kickoff is at 7:30, and if you can't make it out, Wes and the gang will bring you live coverage of this matchup starting a few minutes before kickoff right here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, AM 1310 and FM 102.1 on your Hardy County radio dial, or listen around the world at 1021theoutlaw.com. Your jobs here in Hardy County: Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator. A high school diploma or GED is required, and previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, school, or office setting is preferred. L. Cobb Construction is looking for a vertical superintendent. Qualifications include knowledge of blueprint reading and schematics, endurance, communication, and leadership skills. And Allen J. Automotive is still looking for a collision shop assistant. U.S. work authorization is required. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. That'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Also, coming up next week, we're going to be bringing you some Halloween happenings throughout the area. So if you've got a haunted house, trick-or-treat, or other frightfully fun festivities you have going on, let us know, email, or message. We'll get it on the air for you absolutely free. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wichula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 85 degrees out, feels like 90. No predicted chance of rain, mostly sunny. Shade temperature is 84. The maximum UV index is 5, moderate. Winds east at 7 miles per hour with gust up to 10 miles per hour. The humidity, humid 51%. Air quality is fair, to dew point 65. Cloud cover 10%. 10 miles of visibility in the cloud ceiling all the way up at 30,000 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly sunny, highs in the upper 80s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Friday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, highs in the upper 80s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour and a 20% chance of rain. And Friday night, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 60s, east winds around 5 miles per hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. So far, it's looking like some great football weather here in Wachula. Let's hope that rain stays in the afternoon and not hurt us in the evening with any thunderstorms or anything like that. That's your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. You're all caught up now. Let's go to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pistachios are called an alternate bearing crop because they produce heavier yields one year and lighter yields the next. This was supposed to be an off year for California's pistachio orchards, but the harvest has been robust, expected to meet or exceed 1 billion pounds, just off 2020's high yield year total of 1.05 billion. Pistachios rank fourth among California's agriculture commodities behind milk, almonds, and grapes. The USDA is investing $10 million in a new initiative to sample, measure, and monitor soil carbon on Conservation Reserve program acres. The investment seeks to better quantify the climate outcomes of the program. USDA says CRP is an important tool in the nation's fight to reduce the worst impacts of climate change facing our farmers, ranchers, and foresters. The initiative will begin implementation this fall with three partners. Container shipping rates are showing signs of easing, at least temporarily. On the Shanghai to Los Angeles trade route, the rate for a 40-foot container fell nearly $1,000 last week, an 8.2% drop from the prior week. However, according to Bloomberg, ocean freight remains more expensive than it was pre-pandemic, and air cargo rates remain elevated. And as Bloomberg puts it, it's anyone's guess if these latest declines in global shipping costs mark the beginning of a plateau, a seasonal turn lower, or the start of a steeper correction.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Back up and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wauchula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Ag innovators looking to expand markets for wood products have a new opportunity for funding following an announcement that the USDA has set aside $13 million in new grants. The announcement came just months after wood industry reps testified in Congress about their need for federal assistance. Carolyn Dowsett, a fourth-generation owner of the Florida-based Rex Lumber, told the Subcommittee on Conservation and Forestry that there is a need for additional research into new wood products and more large government projects, such as those managed by the General Services Administration and the Department of Defense. Those projects directly expand mass timber markets, but also advance the acceptance of innovative wood products in the commercial markets. Additionally, she says her company has been looking into biochar production, but so far has not found the markets to support an investment.
The industry is looking for ways to diversify our markets to lessen the impact on sawmill infrastructure when the next recession hits. Specifically, we are working to increase the use of mass timber for non-residential and larger multifamily housing construction projects. This expands markets for landowners that produce trees for the benefit of society and the environment, but most importantly, creates and sustains good-paying jobs in our rural communities.
USDA says the new grants are designed to develop and expand the use of wood products and strengthen emerging wood energy markets that will support sustainable forest management, particularly in areas of high wildfire risk.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station featuring the Ag Information Network News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network.
And now for your business news, the stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Solid earnings from healthcare companies help send stocks mostly higher on Wall Street and push the benchmark S&P 500 within range of an all-time high. The S&P was up 0.4%, while the Dow rose 0.5%, the Nasdaq fell less than 0.1%. Abbott Laboratories and Anthem rose after reporting quarterly results that beat analysts' expectations. Netflix fell after forecasting earnings for its current quarter that were below analysts' estimates. The Dow up 152 points to close at 35,609. The Nasdaq lost 7 to 15,121. The S&P gained 16 points to 4,536. New York oil rose 91 cents to $83.87 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockster. It was NBA opening night last night. The Bucks opened their defense of their NBA title, beating the Nets 127-104. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 32 points and 14 boards. says they need to keep their attention to this season, not last season's title.
It's insane. You know, we're part of history. I'm excited, but now it's over with. You know, we gotta focus on building good habits, keep moving forward, and keep playing good basketball. And hopefully we can, repeat this again this year, next year, in all the years that we're going to be here down the road.
In the only other game last night, Warriors rally from 10 down to beat the Lakers 121-114. Steph Curry with a triple-double, 21-10-10. LeBron James had 34 points, 11 rebounds. Anthony Davis, 30 points and 11 boards. This is SRN Sports. In NBA news, the 76ers suspend disgruntled guard Ben Simmons for the season opener after he declined to fully participate in practice since returning to the team. Simmons refused to play as a full participant at Tuesday's practice, a day after he lingered outside a team huddle and mostly stayed alone in the corner without talking to teammates. Team captain and reigning NBA Most Valuable Player Joel Embiid says he's tired of babysitting Simmons unless he wants to listen. Embiid says Simmons can do what he wants, adding the team will be fine, just fine, without him. Simmons has not talked publicly since his offseason trade request. The Wizards signed center Daniel Gafford to a 3-year contract extension that runs through the 2025-26 season. Washington acquired Gafford in a trade in March. And retired MLB All-Star Keith Hernandez celebrates his 68th birthday today. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the exceptional service and hospitality you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula, and always online at fnbwauchula.com. Your quote for the day: I don't understand why people get attacked by sharks. I mean, can they not hear the music playing? Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great and safe rest of your day, folks. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.